I wonder if brethren could help us a little bit with that expression, left your first love. And I'm wondering, just as Brother Sam said from the beginning, to make it clear, what is the scripture talking about leaving, in a sense, that expression, first love? What is it all about? And, you know, if we can get some help as far as this expression.
The Lord Jesus not only addresses sin in a general way, but several times in the Gospels, and here in Revelation, he addresses a specific sin, one sin. So if someone says to you, the Lord never spoke about a specific sin, that is a mistake to say that, because the Lord addresses specific sins as well as sin in general. Here, this sin is the fact that their love for the Lord Jesus, first of all, had been set aside. And they had a cold orthodoxy. They were going about their activities without the Lord in mind. And he was not their focus, as we brought out already a number of times. The first love, really, I believe, applies, first of all, to the Lord Jesus Christ. But then it descends from there, if I may use that expression, descends, because it is to be expressed also for our love for one another. They go hand in hand. Our love for Christ is expressed in our love for one another, love for one another, saints of God, and then love for the world. And if we're going about our business without that love, first of all towards the Lord Jesus, and without the love of our fellow believers, and without the love of the world, for the world, we miss the mark, and that's a dangerous sin. That's a mighty sin. So leaving means they didn't physically turn, as it were, their faces from the Lord Jesus, but he was not in their thoughts. He was not their focus in what they did.
I think if I might just give a very similar word that is used in regards to the matter of left, to just see the association of left your first love in Matthew, I think it is in 26 or so, and all have left him and fled, the disciples. They have left him and fled. It's the same word. And if we look at the Lord Jesus now, and seeing disciples fleeing, left him, this is exactly what happened here. You're turning your back on him. Yet, the fascinating thing is this. There was Peter, talking about the person who have left his first love. He followed the program. He went after the Lord Jesus. He followed him. He was there where the Lord Jesus was being set on trial. But he left his first love. And when you do that, you end up, you might be doing the good work. Every disciple went away. Peter kind of turned around and followed the Lord still. So he was doing the right thing, according to him. But there was no first love. He left that. And as a result of that, when he was put in a corner, you know what happened. And how he acted in a complete way at a person that really did not love the Lord Jesus at all. So the idea of left is really the idea of just, it's a picture in my mind, when the disciple left the Lord Jesus and fled.
Just want to mention also, it says first love. It's not a numerical thing, because in our day of English, we say first, then there's a second, and there's a third, and there's a fourth, and so forth. But I believe first love has to be the chief place, one who has the preeminent place in my heart. The chief, the main. It's not a matter, and again we mentioned, for those of us who are younger to understand, it's not a matter of that now there's a second and there's a third, but it is the one who has the chief place, the preeminent place in my heart. I have left that.
It's the same word as the best robe in Luke chapter 15. It's the best robe.
Yes, all these other activities follow from our base, and our base is Christ captured our hearts in the beginning, that we saw that he loved him before we ever knew him, and he forgave me, and we established a love relationship in the beginning with him. But then the activities come in and they lose sight of that first love, and here he's telling them, you've got to come back. You've got to get back to your beginning to realize I am the source of everything else. And without me, you have nothing. And
Yeah, the
admonition.
It's interesting. In the book of Ephesians, there's a couple of phrases that sort of pop out on this subject of love. The Apostle Paul's prayer for the saints is that they might know the love of Christ. In chapter 1, he talks about, when I heard of your faith in Christ and your love for the saints. First love is really connecting the fact that I am in now association with Christ. I'm seated in Him, blessed with every spiritual blessing in Him, according to chapter 1 of Ephesians. But now I am now in the good of, or I am reveling in, I am, my heart and affections, my mind are torn towards the Lord Jesus. That's what they was Paul was praying for in Ephesians chapter 3. And then in chapter 1, he says that was the first reaction of and the first testimony of the saints at Ephesus. They had faith in Christ and love for the saints. And quite an interesting observation through all the epistles, you'll find, or through many of the epistles to assemblies, Paul identifies this combination. Faith in Christ, love for the saints. Faith in Christ, love for the saints. When I heard of your love for the brethren, when I heard of your love for the saints, when I'm connected with the one who loved me and forgave me, he connects me to each other, and that is really the fullness of this first love. It's, I'm loved by he who begets, and then I love everyone who is begotten of him. That's John's teaching. But the idea is love for Christ and love for those who are Christ.